With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. More than 300 gay and lesbian couples in Michigan are legally married now that Governor Rick Snyder has decided not to contest a court order. It says the state has to recognize the marriages that took place last spring. But as we hear from the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta, the state will continue to defend the same-sex marriage ban in a case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
This is what Governor Snyder said last month after a federal judge ruled that more than 300 same-sex couples are legally married, and he told the state to treat them as married.
If the federal judge has made a judgment, until that's otherwise appealed, changed, or modified, we'll respect what a federal judge is saying.
It was Snyder's call whether to appeal the judge's decision, and he said no. Better to just recognize the marriages. And that was welcome news to Glenna DeYoung.
I'm glad that the state has finally backed down and decided not to appeal. You know, there are real people and real issues, real faces behind this.
DeYoung called her partner, her now recognized wife, Marcia Casper, at work with the news. And they made plans, maybe a margarita to celebrate, and in a day or two, hit the Secretary of State's office to put their cars in both their names. Married couples get a break on their insurance rates. DeYoung says she and Casper tried that once already after they became the first same-sex couple to be married in Michigan last March.
Now, funny enough, they asked if we were a family, and we said, yes, we're married, and gave them our marriage certificate. And they said, nope, we can't recognize that.
For the newly recognized married couples, the decision also means filing joint tax returns, maybe adopting children together, shared insurance benefits, and inheritance rights, says Jay Kaplan of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Any state benefits, rights, responsibilities associated with a legal marriage, the state has to provide them, has to recognize that marriage.
DeYoung and Casper were married over a roughly 12-hour period on March 22nd last year, when four county clerks in Michigan opened their doors on a Saturday to conduct weddings for same-sex couples. That was right after a federal judge struck down Michigan's same-sex marriage ban, but before the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals put a stay on that decision. The Sixth Circuit eventually upheld same-sex marriage bans in Michigan and three other states. Those cases are now before the United States Supreme Court, where the state of Michigan is still defending its ban on same-sex marriage. And supporters of the ban say the governor's decision to recognize the 300 marriages is out of step with that position.
Something that's the subject of law is supposedly illegal one minute, legal for the next 12 hours, and then illegal again. I think that kind of a confusion breeds disrespect for the law.
Gary Glenn led the ballot campaign just over a decade ago to ban same-sex marriage in the state constitution. He's now a freshman Republican state representative. And he says Governor Snyder should have fought the judge's ruling.
So I wish the governor had decided to aggressively defend the Constitution and the vote of the people of Michigan.
The decision does not mean out-of-state same-sex marriages will now be recognized in Michigan, or that more gay and lesbian marriages will be allowed before the Supreme Court rules on the larger question of whether people in same-sex relationships have the right to get married. This case had a narrower focus. It was about whether same-sex couples with a legal Michigan wedding certificate have the right to stay married. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.